And unit 575.
This is unit 575.
Yeah, thanks for your patience. So, I believe we can use the same train order for that. With calls, we'll just have the operators mark the stop and call box on their train order sheet. So we can go ahead and do that. That was train order 869, and you want to have flags at eastbound at 1st and Yamhill and westbound at 1st and Oak. Is that right?
Copy, that's correct. I'm just more worried about the ones coming out of Yamhill. But, yeah, because I've got a forklift. We've got to move these heavy concrete pots. So we'll be able to clear for everybody. I just need a little time on the ones coming out of Yamhill.
Okay. Yeah, and if you just want the call to raise the flags on that one location, we can do that too, so we can have them just mark the one location.
Oh, we can also do both, because I might have to hold one if it's coming around the corner.
Okay, I copy. And if you want to go ahead and get started raising the call boards, you're clear for that. Just remind me which location you're at.
First one I'm setting up is at Oak.
I copy. First and Oak westbound. So that's information for red and blue line trains. We are going to be getting ready for train order 869. We're going to add a call location or call locations to this. So it's the same locations that are listed as the beginning locations on your sheet. You'll just need to mark the stop and call box next to that. We're going to be using flags for this train order as well. So right next to the location, there should be a stop and call box. We'll need to mark that for 869. So westbound calls at 1st and Oak, eastbound calls at 1st and Yamhill. And flags are starting to go up. Train order's not yet active at 10:06.